Hello and welcome again. I hope you've been noticing some small shifts since our last session. Maybe catching that inner critic before it takes over, or counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and taking action before doubt sets in, because those little moments really do matter. They're proof that confidence isn't built in one big leap. It's built in tiny steps, stacked one after the other. And today we're going to talk about two emotions that can gently chip away quietly at the progress, and they're fear and guilt. Let's start with why these two have such a powerful grip on us. Now, we've touched on fear and guilt in SlimPod Gold. Back in Gold, we laid the foundations and the groundwork and helped you start recognizing how these emotions showed up. But this next step is about going deeper, because if you really want to overcome fear and guilt, you need to get to the root of it. And I will also provide two powerful and practical methods at the end. Fear and guilt aren't bad emotions. In fact, they evolved to protect us. Fear is a leftover from a time when our ancestors were literally fighting for survival. Back then, it was essential. It kept them alert to danger and helped them stay alive. But in today's world, the danger doesn't usually exist like a wild animal. It's things like rejection, failure, judgment, or embarrassment. So fear still shows up, not when you're being chased, but when you're about to do something new, vulnerable, or meaningful. And that's why even small steps forward can feel so scary. Your brain is trying to protect you, even when there's no real threat. And guilt. Guilt is what we feel when we believe we've broken one of our own rules or our own values. It's supposed to help us reflect, grow, and make things right. But when guilt turns into shame, it becomes toxic. Shame says you're not good enough, you'll never change, and that's when it becomes dangerous. And left unchecked, fear and guilt keep us stuck in the old cycle. You feel scared, so you hold back. You feel guilty, so you comfort yourself. And round it goes. It's important to say you might not feel fearful on the surface, but often fear hides in the subconscious. It can show up as a quiet resistance to change. For some people, it's a hidden desire to hold on to weight, because on some level, it's like a form of protection. And for others, it might be staying in a job where you just don't feel valued, or holding on to relationships that drain you, all because the comfort zone feels safer than the unknown. But once you start recognizing these patterns for what they are, subconscious safety strategies, that's when you can begin to gently let them go. But here's the good news. When you learn to work with these emotions instead of against them, they become incredible teachers. And I know this because I've lived it. If you've heard parts of my story before, you'll know I was an overweight child. I was bullied at school and rewarded with chocolate when I behaved well. Those early experiences planted the seeds of low self-worth. I grew up believing love had to be earned, and that food was the place to find comfort. Even when I became successful with SlimPod, those feelings didn't magically disappear. I still had imposter syndrome. I felt I wasn't enough. I hid behind the program and the achievements of other people because I didn't feel confident standing in my own spotlight. For years, I avoided doing live videos. I turned down speaking events. Every time an opportunity came up to share my story, I'd feel sick with fear. My inner voice would whisper, "You're not ready. You'll mess it up." So I said no, over and over again. But I reached a turning point. I realised that if I was going to help other people overcome their fears, I had to start facing my own. So I started saying yes. The first time I did a live video, my hands were shaking. My heart was pounding. That little voice in my head kept on saying, you're going to make A fool of yourself, Sandra. But I did it anyway. And the most amazing thing happened. People didn't laugh or criticise. They connected. They understood. They related. That gave me the confidence to do it again and again. And then came the biggest fear of all. Writing my book. That felt like I was standing completely exposed, not just as a professional, but as a person. I even had therapy to work through the fear. I kept thinking, who am I to write a book? But somewhere deep inside, there was another voice saying, who are you not to write a book? So I wrote it. And then The Wait's Over became a success. And I cried, not because of the achievement, but because I'd finally proven to myself that fear doesn't get to decide anymore. And here's what I learned through it all. Fear doesn't disappear. It just loses its grip when you face it. Every time you take a leap, the next one becomes easier. Even now, I still get nervous before big things. But now I understand, fear is a sign that something important is about to happen. It's not a red light, it's a green one. And guilt, that used to have power over me too. If I overate or something went very wrong, I'd drown in guilt and punish myself with harsh self-talk. Now I see guilt differently. I see it as information, a message, a chance to pause and learn, not spiral. So when you hear me say, feel the fear and do it anyway, it's not just a phrase. It's the truth I live by. Now, I want to give you two simple tools to help you to start doing the same. The first is one of my favourite ways to calm fear in the moment. It's from high performance coach Brendan Burchard, and it's called Release Tension, Set Intention. Let's try it together now. If you're sitting comfortably and it feels safe to do so, gently close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it for a moment. Now exhale slowly through your mouth. And as you breathe out, imagine releasing tension. Let go of fear, guilt, anything sitting heavily on your chest or shoulders. Now let's do that again. Deep breath in. And as you exhale, whisper the word release. Now breathe in one more time and quietly say to yourself, my intention is, and finish the sentence. It could be, my intention is to stay calm, or my intention is to be kind to myself, or even my intention is to just keep going. That's it. That's your fear reset. It only takes 30 seconds, but it changes your entire state. And when you change your body, your mind follows. That's where confidence begins, in the body, not just in the head, because it happens in the head sometimes. I use this technique before public speaking, before writing, even before difficult conversations. It works because it stops fear from hijacking your brain. Now, let's talk about guilt. Guilt is sneaky. It dresses up as responsibility. But more often than not, it's just a form of self-punishment. Think back to the last time you felt guilty about food, your body, or a decision you made. What did your inner voice say? Maybe it said, I've blown it, or I always do this, or I'm never going to change. That voice doesn't move you forward. It keeps you stuck in shame. So let's reframe it. Take that phrase and speak to yourself in the way you'd speak to someone you love. Instead of saying, I've blown it, try, one choice doesn't define me. I'm learning. Instead of, I can't stick to anything, say, I'm practicing consistency. Instead of, I'm weak, try, I'm human and I'm improving. Every time you do this, you're literally rewiring your brain before teaching it that compassion is a more effective driver of change than criticism could ever be. Brené Brown says, shame corrodes the part of us that believes we can change. And I've seen that time and time again. When you replace guilt with compassion, you open the door to belief, And belief is the foundation of confidence. So here's your challenge for this month. Each day, practice these two tools. Fear, reset. Do that once a day. Anytime fear creeps in, take a breath, release tension, and set your intention. And then there's the guilt reframe. Each evening, write down one guilt phrase that you caught and how you reframed it. I've given you a worksheet for this session. It's called the Fear and Guilt Toolkit. Use it to track your progress. And if you'd like to go one step further, share one of your reframes in Slippod Club this week, because when you share your shift, you help someone else to believe that they can do it too. And here's a little science nugget to explain why this works. When you practice self-compassion, you activate the prefrontal cortex. That's the part of your brain that helps with reasoning and emotional regulation. At the same time, it calms down the amygdala, your fear center. In short, you're literally rewiring your brain to stay calm and in control. That's the confidence. That's what confidence is. Not pretending to have it all together, but having the tools to carry on when things feel wobbly. So let me leave you with this. Fear and guilt are not signs that you're failing. They're signs that you're growing. Every time you act with courage, even in a small way, you send a message to your brain. I can do this. And every time you've reframed guilt with kindness, you strengthen your self-belief. Confidence isn't about never feeling scared. It's about choosing action, even when you are. And resilience isn't about never failing. It's rising every single time you do. I've gone from hiding behind the Slimpod program to standing on stages, writing books and helping thousands of people transform their lives. If you told me 15 years ago, I would never have believed I could do that. Sometimes we can hide behind our dark clothes, but we need to come out into the colourful world. That journey didn't start with fearlessness. It started with one brave choice at a time for me. So keep using the fear reset. Keep reframing guilt. You are building emotional muscle that will last for life. And next time, we'll be diving into something that changes everything. How self-love and compassion can completely transform your confidence from the inside out. Until then, feel the fear, do it anyway, and trust yourself. You're already doing amazingly well.